from the UK to answer all our questions. Good morning, Catherine in Bayview. G'day, Catherine. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you.
So you grew up in the UK, and we're just curious to how this works. If you don't have a licence, can they disconnect your television?
No, so you can watch the television whenever you like,
yep.
Even if you don't have a licence. But people come around and check and knock on your door, and if you get caught, you get fined.
So the TV police come over and check your television?
Yeah, they do.
So can you...
It happened to me in university about 10 years ago. Luckily, we had a licence.
What happened? Did they kick the door down surprise style?
They just knock on the door, introduce themselves and come and check.
Can you do the whole, you see them walking and then all of a sudden you're like, quick, take the TV off and then put it in the cupboard or something and hide it?
Yeah, I guess you could.
Do many people try and get away with that? Is it one of those things where some people go, yeah, I'm not going to bother with a licence, or does everyone have one?
No, I think a lot of people try and get away with it.
Yeah, right. It's fascinating. Yeah. Fascinating way of doing television over there in the UK, and different. Does anyone still have a black and white TV? Because that's cheaper, the licence for a black and white telly.
I haven't seen anyone with a black and white TV.
So you can still have as many TVs as you want in your house?
Yeah, it's per household, so you can have as many TVs as you like.
Gotcha. Okay.
Very interesting setup. Hey, Catherine, thanks very much for helping us out.
Thank you.
Have yourself a great day today.
Alison, question for you. So when it comes to moving out, everybody has to have a licence?
Once you leave the family home, you then have to have your own television licence.
Okay.
Have you been caught before, back in the day?
I haven't been caught. I remember our neighbours got caught when the television detector van came round, and they didn't have a licence because they can tell whether there's a channel, like a signal going to the house. And if you can somehow prove that you only have access to the channels with adverts, so right. None of the BBC channels, you don't have to pay it. But it's very difficult to prove because any TV can pick up all the channels.
Did your neighbours go to jail?
What happened?
No, they just got a fine.
Right, okay.
And then had to buy a television license.
You were saying, though, it was tough, though, if you saw the guy walking, whoever it is, the monitor. TVs back in the day were not light, were they?
No, well, some people they'd see the van and they'd go, quick, hide the telly, and they'd put it in the wardrobe. Well, they were massive big televisions back then. I mean, they weren't big screen-wise, but they were deep and they were heavy.
So you open the door sweating?
Yeah, take four people to move your telly into the wardrobe.
Yeah, it's easier just to buy the license.
Yeah.